Blog Talk Radio.
Tell All Radio Live. Tell All Radio Live.
Back when I was
sleeping in my mama crib. But even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent. No heater, but a nigga may eat, may I vent. Had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish shit. You know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit. Now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip. Back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out. Life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want me.
Gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fucking be the longest bus ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask stupid how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through with forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want.
Tell All Radio Live.
Tell All Radio Live. Girl, Princess Jazzy, and you've tuned in to Tell All Radio. Super excited about tonight. It's going to be awesome because we're going to be taking you on a journey of relaxation and stimulation with your mind, your body, and your soul. So I'm super excited about that. And I hope you guys are excited as well. First and foremost, I'm solo tonight, so, you know, definitely call up me and keep me company. But just right into the shout-outs for tonight, of course, shout-out to God for being so amazing, so wonderful, so forgiving, just everything that we need him to be. Shout-out to him for being that. Also, shout-out to the Six Man Radio family. I love you guys. You're super, you're awesome, you're wonderful. Definitely, you guys, if you want to check out any of the other shows, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/sixmanradio. That's the number 6, CHMANRADIO. And definitely check out my family. Like, they're dope. The shows are great, awesome. You won't be disappointed. Also, shout out to you guys, the listeners that tune in every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. I love you guys. Like, y'all are, like, amazing to even come and listen to me babble on about crazy stuff. Oh, awesome. The word of the day is orgasm, a climax of sexual excitement characterized by pleasure centered in the genitals and then accompanied by ejaculation. Quote of the day, good sex is like a good bridge. If you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand. That quote is so funny. I was reading it earlier and it just made me laugh. But it's true. It's really true. The beauty secret of the day is for skin toning. To firm, smooth, and moisturize your skin, combine one peeled cored apple with one tablespoon of honey in a blender. Pulse honey mixture until it's smooth and gently apply honey to whatever it is you want to fix. And allow it to stay on there for about 15 minutes and then you rinse it off with warm water. Trust me, I do this. It definitely works. It's great. Sex tip of the day. There are a lot of men and women out there who do not communicate during sex. It's horrible. I don't understand. Like, I have to talk, so I don't understand why people don't talk. Anyway, I believe it's pretty much because they don't take the time to really enjoy each other. They're all about getting the nut and then that's it. But it's been proven that women who feel confident about the appearance of their genitals are more open to different kinds of sexual activity and are more likely to orgasm because they feel relaxed. When a man goes down on his partner, he should be enthusiastic. Tell her how beautiful she is and how great she tastes. Don't treat it like a chore. Women as well. Make your man feel like his dick is the best. Don't fake it. Make it work no matter the situation. Unless, you know, the skin is little as hell. Then I don't know what to tell you. Also, I want to do a funny video of the week, which I think is freaking hilarious because it's so true. And the girl who is, you know, talking on the video, she's a Caucasian girl, and she's giving some really good advice. Although she does use the word nigga a lot, it didn't offend me at all, and I hope it doesn't offend you. And there is, you know, a lot of language that is a bit raw, you know, during the video, but sometimes that's how you gotta get it. So, we're gonna jump right into that. And when we come back, we're gonna jump into the topic. So, here we go. Top Ball Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all, it's your favorite Facebooker, Diggy Bump Muncher, and today's topic is shit I don't like, and I have a whole list on it, so please sit down and take notes. Thing number one, girls that make stupid faces and poses for Facebook. First of all, if you are still doing the duck face in 2013, pipe the fuck down. Nobody likes that shit. Thing number two, if you are taking a picture in the mirror, please clean that shit off because nobody wants to see your nasty ass toothbrush fucking stains on the fucking mirror. Clean that shit off, bitch. Clean that shit off. Thing number three, if you are sitting on the ledge of your motherfucking sink like this saying, does this angle make my booty look big? No, bitch. If your booty isn't big, don't try and make that booty big. That only confuses niggas. And we all know that your booty is as flat as your chest. Pipe the fuck down. Thing number two, swag. Now, there's a difference to swag and hustling. Hustling, if you got a job and you are paying your bills and you are supporting your family, do your thing, boo-boo. But if you know a bunk-ass, punk-ass nigga taking pictures with hundreds of dollars in the mirror on Facebook, you know that nigga is broke as fuck. You know, nigga, that is your parents' rent money. Take that shit back. There is a difference to supporting your family and fucking trying to be a fucking fake-ass hustler, okay? Upload a diploma and get a job, motherfucker. Thing number three, burnt food. I'm a big fucking girl, and I have a second chin that has an appetite like a motherfucker. And if I am coming to your motherfucking house and you make food for me and you burn that shit, I am sorry, bitch, but I cannot fuck with you. I am a hungry-ass bitch. Don't play games with me, motherfucker. Thing number four, sad posts on Facebook. You know you all have that one friend that when they break up with their boyfriend, you are prepared to see 47 posts about, that nigga didn't love me, he played with my heart, he fucked me over. No. Bitches, this is what you gotta do. Sit down and take note on this. Put some makeup on, get your hair did, put on your flyest outfit, and go to the club. Go to the bar. Go wherever there's a fine-ass nigga and fucking meet somebody. Don't fucking sit here worrying about a punk-ass nigga. Go find somebody. And I'm not saying fuck that nigga on the first night. That's called hoeing out. And there's a difference between getting back in the game and hoeing out. There ain't nothing wrong with going to the club, meeting a nigga, texting them, fucking getting to know him, and then fucking the nigga the same night. Learn the difference, bitches. Thing number five, people who don't fucking text back. I don't want to be sending you a fucking text trying to have an intellectual conversation, and you're like, nah, man, I don't know, man, I'm bored, I don't know what the fuck to do. Don't fucking tell me, bitch, I'm trying to have a motherfucking conversation with you. If you don't want to talk to me, fucking tell me, don't leave a bitch hanging. Nobody likes that shit. Quit that shit. Put it on mute. And the last thing is haters. We all got a motherfucking hater in this world, whether we know it or not. I probably got 67 motherfucking haters out there that I don't even know about. But you don't see me sitting here crying like, oh, that bitch don't like me. Why don't she share my video? She call me fat. Look at me. I do not give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. And neither should you. And to quote Cat Williams, a hater's job is to fucking hate. So let that motherfucker do the job. And what I'm going to say about this is if I go on fucking Facebook and see this shit, I'm going to fucking rile down on this bitch, because here are your two options. If you have a bitch that is hating on you, you got two fucking options. Either you fucking don't listen to the bitch, or you fucking tell that bitch of time and place to knuckle up. Quit that crybaby-ass shit, bitches and niggas. And that's what I got to say about that shit.
Tell all radio tell live. All radio tell live. All.
All right, guys, we're back. That was a funny video for the week. Things just had me cracking up. Like, yeah, she just had me cracking up. I just thought it was freaking hilarious. And the fact that she is white, like, you know, a lot of people had an issue with, why is she saying nigga? And so I was like, get the fuck over it. Like, come on. But it was definitely funny. I wanted to share that with you guys. You know, just maybe I'm going to be doing that every week. It was kind of funny video or something that needs to be said. And I'm going to let you guys know. I'm going to bring in this caller. They want to say something. So let's bring them in and see what's happening to all the people this week, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, the best, great show on Charlotte. Such a good job with your show. I think I'll be a caller as long as you have a show.
Oh, how sweet. Thanks so much.
You're just so creative with your show. Nobody could do a show like you.
Well, thank you.
I am your number one fan.
Oh, how sweet. Well, thank you.
Forward to hearing your show.
Well, keep listening. We're definitely going to get into the conversation in just a minute, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Princess Jazzy.
All right, guys. Now we are going to be exploring the world of orgasmic pleasure. What places to kiss and touch to get the most sensational feeling, woman to man or man to woman. There are going to be some key points that I touched on that might be a little bit uncomfortable for some people to talk about. But again, these are just tips and techniques. There's nothing that says you have to do these things. I'm going to be very descriptive and straightforward for you guys, as always, with the hope that you will open yourself up. Let me say, on a stimulating journey. Don't be, you know, closed-minded. Be very open-minded. I will be giving you step-by-step instructions on how to relax your muscles and being able to release and then obtain the orgasm that you're seeking. We're going to get not only into stimulating aspects of orgasmic sex, but also some very interesting educational aspects as well. So I'm super excited to to get the conversation started. First, I'm going to start with giving you guys some different tips and techniques when you're trying to give your man an orgasm. Women, listen up, because this is for you. Giving a man an orgasm, most people think it's so simple and all you got to do is show up and be butt naked. But there are some times where you have to do a little bit of work, ladies. Like, come on. Can't leave the men hanging. A man's orgasm will never be as intense as the screaming multiple orgasms that many women are capable of, unless you take really extreme measures. But that doesn't mean that they can't be better than average or even earth-shattering, mind-blowing, toe-curling, etc. Just like with women, there are psychological, emotional, and physical things that contribute to the quality of a man's orgasm. One of these things are, ladies, is know when it's coming. Get to know your partner and learn the signs that they do. Like, do they twitch? Do they stiffen all of a sudden? Is the breathing heavier? If you can learn to tell when his orgasm is coming, then you'll be able to make it more awesome when it happens. Intensify it. Definitely, a lot of people don't do this, but I definitely think women, we should talk to him. One thing that makes a guy orgasm is telling him how good his dick is, telling him how much he makes your pussy wet. Like, it's just, I don't know, it just lets you know. And that goes the same way for a woman, fellas. Like, a woman wants to hear these things. Like, tell her. Ladies, tell him. Let him know how his dick fits so perfectly in your vagina. Trust me, it will definitely intensify the pleasure. Tell him where. Let me be perfectly clear and say that you absolutely do not have to emulate porn in order to satisfy a guy, but it is a plus. Guys want a porn star in the bed and, you know, a lady in the streets. So sometimes you gotta take it to the porn side. You know, like I said, if you're comfortable and you want to invite him to come somewhere on you, you know, that's really nice. You know what I mean? Get him in the mood. Like, a lot of guys, like, become, like, on your stomach or your ass or something like that. So that definitely intensifies the pleasure for him. It can be embarrassing sometimes. I think I've had a few situations where they've asked me, where did you, like, let me come on your face? And I was like, I don't know about that. But, you know, it's good for your skin. So, you know, I don't know if I would ever do it. But yeah. But that, like I said, tell him where you want him to come. Let him choose where he wants to come. You know what I mean? Just be comfortable in that. Like I said, you want him inside of you. You know, or, you know, tell him he's so sexy and just give him that confidence to be that sexual beast for you. Grab his butt. Now, I know a lot of guys are like, oh, hell no. Like, bitch, you did not even look at my ass or something. But when you're having intercourse and you're about to bust, like, if a woman grabs, I'm not saying put her finger in your butt, but she grabs your butt, pushing you deeper into her. And she says, like, oh my God, baby, fuck me harder, or come in my pussy. And you telling me that's not going to intensify your orgasm? Hell yeah. It's going to make you be like, oh shit. But you won't probably scream like a little bitch. It's going to feel good. So I wouldn't even sweat that. The nipples. It's kind of weird because I've had a few guys who enjoy their nipples being sucked. It's fine. You know what I mean? It reminds me of a woman. You know, I'm not really good at that. But it's definitely, I'm like, okay, that's my hot spot. I love to have a man suck on my nipples. That's me. I love that shit. I'm thinking, if I love it so much, I'm pretty sure, like, he would love it. I mean, it makes sense. Not all guys have sensitive nipples or whatever, and some really do have very sensitive ones. Ladies, licking his nipples with your tongue or fingers or squeezing them gently right before he comes can heighten the sensation, and they can have full body orgasm. I've never tried this personally, but I can definitely see where it could make him have an amazing orgasm. Like I said, my nipples are my hot spot, so I definitely enjoy it. Draw it out. Ladies, what I mean by this is the longer it takes, the better it is. Unless it takes, like, forever, like me. I take forever. But the happy medium is, you know, when you get a guy close to coming as quickly as you can, and then you draw back, you tease him a little bit, you kind of lighten up on it, extend the experience, and then it's like, damn, yo, like, I'm telling you, dudes will be like, yo, I fucking love that. Like, it's a true story. I've definitely done this a few times, so personal experience, I absolutely know it's true. Also, when it comes to men, most women think that showing up naked, like I said, should do the trick and give them a great orgasm. And while they may be, that may be true, you know, some guys have already that too. But your objective is to blow his mind and constantly make him want you more and more and more and what you have to offer. So ladies, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Fellas, they don't want no lazy-ass, bum-ass chick in the bed. They want you to be extra. That's my motto. Be extra. Even if you think it's too much, it might just be what he wants. Be extra. Also, I want to jump into an educational part of the show for tonight, which is milking the prostate. Now, I know this is a touchy subject for you guys, you men out there. I know it's a touchy subject. I'm not trying to say, oh, if you don't put your finger in your ass, you're going to die at a young age. No, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to give y'all a little bit of educational advice. It's don't, you know, it's a preventative method. I'm not saying do it. I'm not saying, you know, ladies, by all means, I'm not saying, you know, go and tell your man, oh, do what Jasmine says, that, you know, it'll stop you from having prostate cancer. No, I'm not saying that. It is a possibility that if you do do it, it will prevent prostate cancer and, you know, a couple of different other things. But I'm not saying go do it. But don't talk shit to me about that. I'm not saying that. So I'm gonna take a quick break and go into step-by-step directions on how to milk your prostate, whether you do it by yourself or you do it with your partner. So we're gonna do that. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Don't hang up. Don't be mad. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
about movement in order to maximize the relaxation of the area. Make sure that your fingernails are trimmed and have no jagged edges. Clean your body and your hands thoroughly. Then put a sterile latex glove on your hands. Dab a little water-based lubricant on your fingers. Carefully insert your finger or fingers into your anus. Move them gradually upwards to the back along the area of the rectum towards the front of your body. Your fingers should be moving in roughly the direction of your navel. You will fill the prostate gland, which is like a small round bulb around the size of a large walnut. Gently massage it with a light waving motion along the sides, taking care not to press hard on the central area where the sensitive nerves are located. Avoid touching the prostate gland with your fingernails. You may experience a disconcerting sensation that makes you feel like you're going to the bathroom, although you do not have to go. Try not to let it affect you and continue with the procedure. After a few minutes, the prostate gland may be stimulated enough for ejaculation to occur. You are also likely to experience sexual pleasure or orgasm. However, the procedure does not always bring ejaculation. Prostate milking, when used as a preventive treatment, may carry a few risks. It is a technique that is not recommended for men who have a disease of the prostate or acute prostatitis, an acute inflammation of the glandular tissue. The problem in such cases is that the one act of milking the prostate may cause the infection to spread to other areas of the body. If you're looking for more information about the milking prostate, definitely go to www.prostatehealthcare.info, milking the prostate, and other ways to help prevent prostate cancer.
Tell all radio live.
All right, guys, that was the milking of the prostate. Like I said, fellas, I'm not telling you to tell your girl to stick up in your ass. I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying it's actually something that is healthy for the man as he gets older to make sure that the prostate does not have abnormal growth, or you don't get prostate cancer or inflammation of the prostate. Definitely look into that. Go see a doctor. Ask them about it. And see what they say. You know what I mean? I'm just informing you guys of ways to better your health and, you know, maybe even to receive pleasure. But that's completely up to you. We're going to jump into some more ways to heighten the male orgasm. Ladies, pay attention. Pay attention. You need to drive your man crazy in bed sometimes when he has an orgasm. You can see, like, the craziest face. I mean, they will make the craziest faces and scream at the top of their lungs in ecstasy, and it's all because of you. So, pay attention and listen. Suck and stop. Now, when you are performing oral sex, don't act like a robot. You know what I mean? Like, don't suck his penis for 4 minutes and then come on top of him and start to grind. Get into it. Like, when I tell you men love head, they love head. If that's one thing that they love, head is that thing. So use your hands to stroke the base while you use your mouth to get busy up top. Suck it gently and slowly, then get into a quicker rhythm before stopping. Use your hands to massage his penis gently and use your mouth to give his testicles a light tongue licking. Your objective is to perform oral sex so you feel him starting to get even harder because the climax is coming. And then you stop and allow him to collect himself before you continue to do it. By the time you finally let him explode, his orgasm will make his legs shake for a few minutes afterwards. And ladies, he's going to need a sandwich, so you need to be prepared when it's all said and done. Especially if you do it right. So, definitely remember that. Also, with me, when I am, you know, intimate with someone, I like to make that man come at, depending on the situation, if I know if he can hold out or if he can hang, as I like to say, then I make him come before I even let him feel my pussy, because I want him to be excited and stimulated and ready and just like, damn, I have that. So ladies, like I said, suck it and then stop, or suck it until he nuts and then jump on. Also, the slow ride. Too often women bounce up and down on a man's penis, and I've heard this a lot actually. Guys don't like that, ladies. Stop it. Like, they don't like it unless they're doing it. Next time you're on top, get into the squat position so that only your vagina and his penis are touching. Move up and down very, very slowly, very slowly. Let your muscles contract as you move up and down, you know, allowing him to feel every part of you, allowing him to get deeper, deeper inside of you. Make it very intense for him. There's a good chance that he'll pull down and he'll start pumping away like a mad person anyway, because it's feeling so damn good. But your objective is to fight him off and keep control. Even when he ejaculates, keep moving very slowly. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Personal experience. It will definitely, definitely get him hot, and he won't know what to do with himself. At all. He might start crying and shit. You never know. Like I said, slowly, ladies, slowly. Don't beat the penis up. Like, massage it. Make it relax. Make it feel good. That's the objective of having sex, is to make your partner feel extra good. Also, the penis omission. A relaxing massage is something that some men, you know, they don't really get down with that. They just want to get straight to the business. But undress him, lay him down on the bed, and get to work. First, you start with his back, and then you make him turn around and get started on the front. Work the neck, the chest, the waist, the stomach, even the pubic bone and right under his testicles. Just make sure that you don't touch his penis at all. Then go down his leg for a while, but make sure to focus your massage efforts on the pubic area. It will become so hard and may even release some pre-ejaculate from the sensation. So definitely remember, when you do start on his penis, massage it first, ladies, and then suck and stop. Telling you, it will definitely heighten the sensations for him. Also, there's the vaginal tease. Your vagina is usually the ending point of his mission, so use it to your advantage and tease him with it until he just can't take it anymore. Let the wetness of your vagina rub against one of his legs while you perform oral sex on him, or even, ladies, grab his hand and put it on your pussy. Rub your vagina on his penis without letting him inside you. That definitely gets him going, and it gets you going at the same time. Make him suck on your breast as well at the same time. Taunt him by spreading your legs and assuming the doggy style position, and let him see your vagina throbbing for him. Before you know it, both of y'all gonna be like, oh, I'm coming, I'm coming. But that's the main objective, so that's good. Also, hit the male G-spot. Now, the male G-spot is the prostate gland. I know y'all don't want to hear that shit. I know y'all like, oh, hell no. Jasmine is crazy. She's going off the deep end. But it's true. And it can definitely stimulate and heighten the male orgasm. What you do is, ladies, you put a man, if he is, you know, allowing you to do this, you put the man on all fours and you perform oral sex on him. while you stimulate these five at the same time. I've never done this, no personal experience with this. I don't think I'll ever get the opportunity to do this because most guys are definitely uncomfortable with that situation because they feel like it's gay. But, you know, I guess. But not even if you don't want to perform oral sex, you know, definitely to enhance his orgasm, and it would definitely be your best bet to manipulate his G-spot and his penis at the same time. But if you don't want to give him head, you just want to, you know what I mean, rub it, make it feel good, and all that. So, and stimulate his G-spot if he allows you. Like, don't say that I said, oh, he has to, because I'm going to say you lying. But definitely, it's a good way to enhance a male orgasm. Also, men are pretty simple creatures when it comes to sex. So imagine how mind-blowing this orgasm would be if you are a little bit more than they need or a little bit more than they expected. Definitely. I feel like more women need to do the seducing more often and become that woman so your man can experience that mind-blowing, just super amazing, awesome orgasm. Definitely. So ladies, take notes. Like, y'all should have been writing this down. Definitely. Get it together. I'm going to be using some of these techniques as well when I can get to that point where I'm having sex. But I'll definitely use it to tell you guys how it feels and how it goes and if they like it or not. But right now, we're going to jump into how to give a woman an orgasm. So, fellas, this is your time to listen up, learn, take notes, get out a pen, piece of paper, all that good stuff. Definitely pay attention. We're going to be right back. Tell All Radio.
All right, you guys, right now I'm going to give you some female orgasm advice. How to get a woman to have an orgasm. All women are different when it comes to having an orgasm. Some can have one after another, and some never have one. What it boils down to is what really makes a woman have an orgasm. The clitoris, or clit, located between the upper part of the vagina. This is the central location of the most sensitive part of her sexual arousal. The first and most important thing to do is to make sure the clit is moist before you try to stimulate it. If it's dry, she will become raw and this will ruin the moment. So make sure, guys, make sure it's wet. Gentle circular motions on and around the clit will really make her feel good. If you can feel the clit swell a little, that means it's responding to your touch. Don't press too hard and spoil her orgasm. Continue doing this until she obviously is having an orgasm. When she has finished her orgasm, it is time for you to make love to her. Also remember, when a woman has an orgasm, her vaginal walls will close up slightly and make for a more snug fit around her penis. So take it easy when penetrating and don't ruin the moment. Make sure your erection is moist enough to penetrate with ease. A woman's vagina and all her genital parts are very sensitive, so make sure you remember that. Don't be rough with her. And if you both will enjoy a very gratifying love encounter, here is more advice. The key is to massage the clitoris, also known as the bean. You also have to remember that the biggest sex organ is in the mind. Find what she likes by asking her and do what she wants. Take your time, thrust, then grind goes a long way. First, the girl needs to be enthusiastic participant. From there, it's relatively simple. Love, tenderness, and don't think about just you. Ask her. She will know what makes her feel best. Let her guide you. Most women do not orgasm unless there is stimulation to the bean. Another perspective. The main thing to remember is to pay attention to how she reacts to your various movements that touch you make with your tongue and your lips. Always begin very lightly, moving in a gentle, circular motion. Experiment a little, but don't intensify the pressure or speed a whole lot, only in small degrees. The heat of your bodies and your mouth will provide a lot of stimulation to get things moving. If the woman is hesitant for whatever reason, be patient and do not try to force your way into oral sex. That will be the anti-orgasm in most cases. Pay attention to how she reacts. And when you get a favorable reaction, be sure to repeat that particular motion or movement, but not necessarily on a consistent basis. Go back and forth using different approaches. When you have a good idea of what she really likes, then allow things to slowly build to the point where she can't contain herself any longer, and then follow her lead. More than likely, she will be moaning loudly, and maybe even give you some directions by pulling on your head the way she likes it. Think of it as making out with her, only in a much more intimate way. I would almost guarantee that she will have at least one major orgasm, and probably more if you play with her right. Again, follow her lead. She may need to recuperate somewhat before getting a little further and pursuing a second or third orgasm. Then again, you may find that you have unleashed a sex monster and she may not let you up. Remember, most women need a good deal of foreplay in order to fully enjoy the sexual experience. Often you will find that it takes more time teasing and arousing a woman than the intercourse itself lasts. Before the woman will have an orgasm, foreplay is key and has the added bonus of teaching a man which parts of his partner are more sensual. Three things to keep in mind. When on the clitoris, use gently but curvy motions, focusing on the 10 and 2 o'clock. This way, you'll get more knowledge out of your technique. Two, feet. Yes, it's feet. A woman has 30% more chance to having an orgasm if her feet are warm. Three, without getting into the scientific aspect of this, the right side of a woman's spine is more sensitive than the left. Working on the side has greater chance that her left side of the brain will talk her into great pleasure.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All. Tell All Radio Live.
Right on my head is saying that I might not find no better.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio
I can
Live.
Make it wet, baby, drippin' wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sex, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, drippin' up in sweat, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, steaming hot. I got a little sex craving, rubbing on that ass up the gap. Call it Nick Saban, take them panties off. Ain't gon' talk, I'ma keep kicking. Put them legs up, head up, you just keep checking. Is it too much? I be moving like a street nigga. Hit it from the back, in the front. Watch it flee flicker, love you when you ride it. Up and down like a bull rider. Pussy sitting pretty, perky titties, I'm a bullfighter. Underlay, matador, I'm a dick driver. How you fucking wet? Every set. Click finder stretching out that body. She can't stop, she just keeps swerving. Baby pussy stay working, ass hip stay twerking, flipping to the back. Matter of fact, you just keep posting. I can make it wet, very wet, with just three motions. I can make it wet.
Up and down that click, I'ma eat you up and down until that pussy dripping wet. By the way you make that sound, I can tell you're loving it.
That's
when
right.
You're busting nuts, girl, I'ma let you feel the stick. Slow stroke that thing, baby, let me hit it from the back. She said, nigga, beat it up and then smack me on my ass. Then I hit it like she wanted, I'm the best she ever had. Now the neighbors keep complaining cause she's screaming my name. My dick all in the stomach and we both dripping sweat. I told you, baby, girl, I can get that pussy.
I can make it wet, baby, dripping, dripping wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sex, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby,
baby,
I can make it
my
wet.
Pussy, let me hear you say it, let me hear you scream my name while I bust you on the table.
I can see it in your eye, you the type to take a stable. This a triple crown horse that'll catch up with your neighbor. Had you running up the bed, so I put it in your deeper.
Hardly speak. You got me breathing on time. How you freaking?
Kissing me, yeah. Let me get you over here, and you can leave me where. Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Buckley with Ask an Expert. I'm a sex and relationship therapist with the Sinclair Institute, and today I'm going to be answering your sex and intimacy questions. Today's question is, Dear Dr. Lori, I have two questions. What position is best for female orgasm? And does the G-spot really exist? Those are both really great questions. Let me answer your first one. The best position for female orgasm for most women is being on top. Being on top puts you in complete control. You get to control the pressure, the depth, the pace, everything that you need to be able to have as much pleasure as you can to experience an orgasm. It also puts you in a position to rub your clitoris on your partner's body, which is a great way to have an orgasm because a majority of women do actually need that direct clitoral stimulation. So give that one a try. The second question is a bit controversial, the G-spot. You know, I think that the name is misleading. It's not really a spot per se. It's an area inside of our vagina that can, for many women, be extremely pleasurable. So it's really something that you need to find out for yourself. So do some exploration. Try it yourself or ask your partner to do it. It's in the front upper part of your vagina. And, you know, just use a couple of fingers and just put some pretty good pressure on that area and see how it feels for you. Again, not all women enjoy that kind of stimulation, but the women who do say it's the best. So give it a try.
How to make a woman squirt. If you're a guy, I'm sure this question has crossed your mind at least a few times before. Well, lucky for you, it's not that hard. The first step is to locate the G-spot on the woman you're going to be stimulating. The G-spot will be located 1 to 2 inches inside the woman's vagina along the front wall. At rest, the G-spot will be completely flat. However, as she becomes more aroused, it will begin to balloon out and become more pronounced. This is why lots of foreplay is very important before you move into vaginal stimulation. The G-spot will have a wrinkled or ridged feel compared to the smooth area around it, kind of like the texture of a raisin or a walnut. Now on to the technique. Insert your index finger with your palm up inside her vagina about to the second knuckle and start feeling around the front wall. Once you've located the G-spot, the next step is to start stimulation. You're going to do this using a come here motion with your index finger with medium to firm pressure. Make sure and watch her body language as an indication if you need to change up the pressure or speed up your strokes. After a few minutes of stimulation, your woman is going to feel like she needs to pee. However, this is not pee she's feeling. It's actually the buildup of female ejaculate, and it's the first sign that she's going to squirt and you're getting close. Keep going at it. The pleasure is going to keep intensifying for her as you continue stimulation. As she feels the need to release the buildup of ejaculate, simply tell her to push it out. Now change the sheets because you've just been soaked with your first female squirting orgasm.
Tell all radio
tell
live.
All radio tell live. All.
All right, you guys, we're back. Those were some G-spot and squirting techniques and tips that you could do to get your girl to squirt. I don't know if I'm a squirter or not. I've never really been able to find out. So, you know, whatever. I'm going to bring a caller in and see what's up with them. See what's popping. So, all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, Jazz? I'm out D.C.,
hi,
though.
Hi.
What's good?
How
with
you?
I'm chilling. Everything good? Enjoying the show?
Good. So you're
going to
use some of those techniques and tips?
Yeah, if I could have it my way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. You into experimenting and stuff? Experimenting, I mean, like, ask me if I'm going to use anything. I'm like, you know, I might as well, you know, try it out on my teacher, for real.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm probably crossing the line right now. DJ Jazzy.
You know.
I apologize. I'm definitely enjoying the show. Keep doing your thing.
No, I'm like I said, everybody knows I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Now, if I choose to bring you into my world, then that's a different story.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. Interesting. Right, interesting.
But I'm glad you like the show. I'm having fun. I've definitely learned some new ideas and techniques.
Yeah, I definitely did also. You done taught me something. I don't know about that booty, that butt play stuff, but I don't know about all that. But other than that,
how do you feel about that, though? Like, do you feel like that's just like, even though that it could be, you know, a prevention from you getting prostate cancer or from you having inflammation of the prostate, like, but still, you still like, hell no. Like, even if you do it yourself, like, you don't even have to.
Nah. It ain't hell no, because health is serious, you know what I'm saying? And people are getting sicker, younger, and dying younger, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's health is serious. You only get one shot at this life, you know what I'm saying? And to, you know, have it taken or cut short because of, you know, pride, and that's not realistic, not to me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's not comfortable, but it's one of them things, like, in life, to me, I've learned that you go through uncomfortable things that make you better on the other side, so, you know, I'm good with a little discomfort, you know what I'm saying? I don't really mind that too much. I don't, like, as far as pleasure, you know, I don't think I could find pleasure in that, but, you know, as far as health goes,
yeah,
it's all good.
Like I'm saying, like, and I'm telling these guys, listen, I'm not saying that you do this for pleasure at all. Some guys do enjoy it, you know, pleasure-wise. But I'm saying it could be, you know, a health thing. Like, it could be healthy for you to do this. It could prevent you from having problems in the future or not even, you know, living to see the future.
Mm-hmm.
It could help that. It could prevent that. So
yeah.
I'm all about education and educating people about different things they can do to live a healthier life. But, you know, like I said, men have this little stigmatism that it's gay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, if you're not doing it for pleasure, then why would you consider it to be gay? Not even that. Just because you do like it as far as pleasure goes, it doesn't mean that you're gay. You're not doing it with a guy.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I don't get it.
I understand what you're saying. Like, I'm not even a dude. Like, I ain't never even tried anal sex with a female. So, I don't know. It's just, you know, something like,
you
I'm
think
good.
That's a no-no?
No, I'm not quite saying that. But I think with me personally, like, I just kind of want to leave something for maybe, like, a serious relationship, like marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I might want a freak wifey out, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, nah, I ain't really too much, like, I just kind of want to, you know what I'm saying, leave a little something that hasn't really appealed to me. Nothing has drawn me to that, like, oh, man, I got to try that because I'm good with the wedding. I'm good with the, you know, regular intercourse. So I don't know. But not to say that it will never happen, but it hasn't happened at this point in my life.
Well, I'm open with my sexuality, so I'm definitely not against it. If my man says, yo, baby, let's try something, you know, I'm not against that.
Okay.
But I'm not letting everybody in my ass. Right.
All right, now. Yeah, I know. Yeah, as a woman, you kind of got to be careful with that, you know.
Exactly. Like,
mess around
no.
And can't control your bowels and shit.
You
have to stay away
and
from
it's
the white
crazy
clothes.
Because I, like I said before, like, I've never had an orgasm with anyone. And I always have this urge to, like, use the bath to, like, piss. And they say that that's what you're supposed to feel.
Yeah, that's what
but,
you're looking for. Yeah.
But I still have this in the back of my mind, like, bitch. you're potty trained. Like, don't do that.
What? Man, piss all over that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Some guys don't. Some guys feel some type of way if you do that, right? Like,
man,
like,
fuck that. Do you? You know what I'm saying? Mean? Like, you need to be with somebody that, you know, you're comfortable with, and y'all have developed that kind of comfortable situation as to where he can have his way with you and you can have your way with him.
Hold up. No pissing.
No pissing. It's golden shower for you, you know what I'm saying? crazy.
But it just feels like, you know, I'm going to piss. So I have, you know,
you holding that back then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's something that's been waiting on you. Give in to that stuff.
And it's crazy because when I masturbate, and everyone is great to masturbate, definitely. Like I said before, to find what makes you feel good and what makes you have an orgasm. Masturbation is definitely a big plus for me, and I do it on a consistent basis. I do it consistently every day.
Are you a fan?
All the time. I can't deny it. You know what I mean? I can't deny it. But it definitely is a great way to get used to it. Although, when I do it, it doesn't. I mean, I feel like I have to pee, but I'm able to let it go.
Wait, you peeing on yourself is all good. Yeah. You just gotta get used to that feeling.
Exactly. I pissed on myself one time, like straight up. Like,
did you?
I did.
During that?
Yes. And it was because I was doing more of the.
Are you sure it was pee?
It was piss.
How do you know?
Yes, I was playing with my.
Because it squirted. I know, but how do you know that it was pee? Sometimes it can be confused. Like, it's like two kinds of squirts for real. Like, it's a spray and then it's like a mist. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have just been, you know, coming real good. You thought you was pissing.
I don't know what it was, but I was like, oh my God, I just pissed on myself.
But it like came out like it was like you were peeing, like it, so it was like a squirt, like. So yeah, you a squirter.
Yeah,
you just saw
like
that right now. Yeah, you a squirter.
Oh, I'm a squirter.
Yeah, you squirt a squirter.
Hashtag squirty.
<That's> crazy. you squirter,
guys like the squirters, so they enjoy that. I wonder why. I guess because it makes the wetter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an accomplishment, like a badge of honor for real. Turned her into a damn
guy who's ever been squirted on. You have that badge of honor.
Yeah, so wear your badge proud. Hell yeah. they should make little patches you could throw in your
exactly.
jacket.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Like a little award, something you can hang on your car or around your neck or something. Like some vagina lips. And it has like this.
Hell yeah, with a little water gun in there or something.
Yeah, every time you push it on the clip, it squirts out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And it has your name on it and everything.
Hold up, Jay. You just gave that idea to too many people now. Yeah. Hold up, that's it. There might be a little money in that. I'm not quite sure.
OMG. All right, now, you guys. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Definitely keep listening. Right now, we're going to jump into some orgasm tips for the guys to make the ladies bust a big, good gift. Intense, over the top, wild and crazy.
Yeah.
we'll be right back.
Check out some G-spot tips, plus some discussion on male orgasms.
I wanted to add one other tip that I'd heard. I have a really good friend of mine who's who always is talking about sex and all that kind of thing, and I just found out that she'd never had a G-spot orgasm. And so we've been working on this for her to try to get it. And this is what I heard as a tip, is that when you go inside, you make a come hither motion.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is a way to find the G-spot. Come hither.
And like, because it depends on how long your fingers are.
No, but it's only
because
really,
that's really only where the G, that's where the G spot
okay.
is.
Yeah. And so the thing is, like, some guys are so aware of that, and like, it's almost like, I see that you're doing that. I'm aware you have that skill. Like, to come with that? Yeah, I've I'm like, or like just like a lot of upward pressure, like when they're kind of like inserting, just like kind of upward, like just pressure in general on the upper wall of the vagina is like really nice. And I noticed that like. Guys, like my current partner, he's had a lot of experience with serious girlfriends in the past, and I think he's gotten very comfortable with like, you know, stimulating women and stuff. Whereas I've been with guys who haven't really had a lot of serious girlfriends and have had more like casual partners, and they're not as in tune with that like come hither and
yeah.
the upward pressure and stuff.
The harder and the more that I do that, the best, like the better.
And that doesn't
yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
With their penises.
Well, with their penises. They think the harder and the faster that they go, that I'm going to come. And I'm just like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Can you just come? So
I feel like as women tend to be so much more in tune with what stimulates men than the other way around. Like, it's more rare that, like, a guy will know that this combination of things. Like, I need both. I need, like, you know, on top and everything. And, like, I find that so many guys, I have to, like, explain to them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not, like...
Why do you think that is? Do you think... I think it has a lot to do with talking about it, but I don't know. Just a history of men voicing, or not even men voicing for themselves, but just, in general, people knowing about what stimulates a man and what
will reach
orgasm. Yeah.
I think it's also easier...
True.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
what stimulates a man is pretty easy and pretty universal,
yeah.
I think. And with women, it is a lot, there is a lot more subtlety
mm-hmm.
to it.
Hi, I'm Moshumi Ghosh with Ask an Expert, here to answer your love and sex questions. I've never had an orgasm. I don't want to tell my new boyfriend, but I also don't want to fake it. What can I do? Thank you for your very important question. I think it's really important to first of all know that a large majority of women have not experienced orgasm. I also think that there is an inordinate amount of focus placed on orgasm in our culture, to orgasm, and that sex can be enjoyable and pleasurable without orgasming every time. The first thing to know about orgasm, if this is something that you really want to focus on achieving, is that you need to be comfortable and you need to be relaxed. You need to be in an environment where you feel safe, and this is absolutely key in allowing for orgasm. The second thing to do is to be comfortable with your own body. Masturbate. Masturbating has helped lots of women achieve orgasm. Use of vibrator can also help women achieve orgasm sometimes. It's also important to know that most women do not achieve orgasm through intercourse or via the vagina. Clitoral orgasms are more common, and the clitoris is actually not in the vagina, but actually below the pelvic bone. And lastly, when it comes to telling your boyfriend, I think it's okay if you feel safe and comfortable with him to actually talk to him about it. Bring him in on the conversation. This might be something that the two of you explore together. If you feel safe and comfortable with him, you might be able to relax, and he might be able to be a big part in helping you achieve your orgasm. But the most important thing to remember about orgasm is that it's not required for you to have an enjoyable and pleasurable experience around sex. So focus on what feels good, focus on what's working, and remember, to enjoy the experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Buckley with Ask an Expert. I'm a sex and relationship therapist with the Sinclair Institute, and today I'm going to be answering your sex and intimacy questions. Today's question is, Dear Dr. Lori, I have two questions. What position is best for female orgasm? And does the G-spot really exist? Those are both really great questions. Let me answer your first one. The best position for female orgasm for most women is being on top. Being on top puts you in complete control. You get to control the pressure, the depth, the pace, everything that you need to be able to have as much pleasure as you can to experience an orgasm. It also puts you in a position to rub your clitoris on your partner's body, which is a great way to have an orgasm because a majority of women do actually need that direct clitoral stimulation. So give that one a try. The second question is a bit controversial, the G-spot. You know, I think that the name is misleading. It's not really a spot per se. It's an area inside of our vagina that can, for many women, be extremely pleasurable. So it's really something that you need to find out for yourself. So do some exploration. Try it yourself or ask your partner to do it. It's in the front upper part of your vagina. And, you know, just use a couple of fingers and just put some pretty good pressure on that area and see how it feels for you. Again, not all women enjoy that kind of stimulation, but the women who do say it's the best. So give it a try.
Hey guys, we're back. Those were some orgasm tips that are definitely interesting. I can't really tell you guys what type of woman I am when it comes to having an orgasm because I've never experienced that. With myself, I definitely do more of a clit. You know what I mean? I definitely like my clit rubs, and that intensifies me to explode and have an orgasm when I am masturbating. So I've never done it as far as penetration goes. I've never had an orgasm, you know, with a dildo or a toy or something like that inside of my vagina. I've only done the clitoris, you know, stimulation. So that is what helps me do it. Helps me come rubbing my clit. But yeah, definitely remember that sex is all about pleasing the other person, pleasing your partner, getting them aroused, making them feel good. Going above and beyond, making it a very crazy, stupid experience for them. And hopefully one day I will experience that physically. But for you guys who have already experienced it and who have already been able to, you know, come uncontrollably and legs shaking and body jerking, you know, that's what's up. Definitely keep doing what you're doing. Right now we're going to jump into some more music. Get y'all hyped and ready and sexually stimulated. Get your girl, get you, grab each other and just get in the mood. You're listening to Tell All Radio with your girl, Princess Jazzy, and we'll be right back.
Okay, can we do, what you want to do, doggy style?
No, I do not want you to fuck me like a dog.
I'm not fucking you like a dog, it's doggy style, it's just the style, it's not like a dog.
Tell All Radio Live.
I don't go outside or anything.
Girl, I can't leave you alone. I know that you
thought that that was I was young. I need somebody that's gonna hold me down. Cross my heart, you'll be the only one.
Thank you.
Tell All Radio Live. J.E., y'all.
Fresh. Yeah. Lemonade game. Yeah, man. Everybody watching this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm real chill. Me and you. We'll put that on.
Y'all know what this is.
Love it when you grind on me. When you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. You put a little bit, you put a little bit of thump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little thump in it. Start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little thump in it. Keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little thump in it. When you put a little bit of thump in it. Oh, she's so scandalous. But I love everything she do the best. Yeah. Ain't no competition, so down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you, you're my mission.
Got my mind, my body sure to follow.
Ooh, keep doing that thing you do, go ahead and
love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on
Ooh,
me.
Baby.
All the things that you make, all the sounds you create, that's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it. Start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little pump in it. Keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it. When you put a little bit of pump in it.
Love it when you strip for me. Ain't looking for a tip, but to let away you. Just shake your little hips for me. And the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. You wanna be my girlfriend? Maybe you done paid the cost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's how you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love is how you do it. And I don't think there's another girl in the world for
love
me.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right,
put it right on me.
All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. You put a little, when you put a little bit of in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it. Start squeezing and you won't let go.
Yeah,
when you put a little pump in it. Keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it. When you put a little bit of pump in it.
Hey boy, you're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little off in it. When I put a little off in it. Oh, oh. Deck and fall on my love. You gon' want more when I put a little off in it. When I put a little off.
All right, you guys, it is about that time. It's time to go. Definitely, thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening, and kicking it with me. I appreciate it. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Next week, it's going to be hip-hop. So we're going to be playing a lot of hip-hop, get you guys hyped, playing some good music from For the Hard Way, Chris Cole, Mike Murda, Jay Leno. So we're going to get it in. It's going to be dope, definitely dope. Make sure you guys tune in and kick it with us. Go back and listen to the show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Six-Man Radio. That's the number 6, Phmanradio. And I'm your girl, and I'm out. We'll see you later.